This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Dangling everything from sports tickets to a free beer, President Joe Biden is looking for anything extra that will get people to roll up their sleeves for COVID-19 shots when the promise of a life-saving vaccine by itself has not been enough. On Wednesday, Biden announced a month of action to urge more Americans to get vaccinated before the July 4th holiday, including an early summer sprint of incentives and a slew of new steps to ease barriers and make getting shots more appealing to those who haven't received them.
We're going to continue encouraging people to get vaccinated with incentives and fun rewards. The state of Ohio had a heck of a fun reward, a new millionaire last week, thanks to the creative idea of the governor for holding a vaccine lottery. The grocery store Kroger announced that they're going to give away $1 million each week to someone who gets vaccinated at one of their pharmacies.
The president is closing in on his goal of getting 70% of adults at least partially vaccinated by Independence Day, essential to his aim of returning the nation to something approaching a pre-pandemic sense of normalcy this summer. Vaccine manufacturer AstraZeneca is starting to deliver Thailand-made vaccines. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
AstraZeneca's partner in Thailand has started its first deliveries of COVID-19 vaccines after concerns they were behind on their production schedules for the country and parts of Southeast Asia. Siam Bioscience says the first locally produced doses have just been delivered to Thailand's Ministry of Health ahead of the June 7 start of the country's official mass vaccination program. AstraZeneca says the vaccines will be ready for export to other Southeast Asian countries in July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. China's Huawei launched its Harmony operating system for smartphones on Wednesday, looking to recover from U.S. sanctions that have hobbled its mobile business. Huawei will start rolling out Harmony S on selected smartphone models, offering users the chance to switch from the current operating system that's based on Google's Android platform. The use of Harmony OS means the company will no longer be wholly reliant on Android. Huawei was put on a U.S. trade blacklist in May of 2019 because of national security concerns. The company has repeatedly denied it is a risk. Authorities fear a major pollution incident as a chemical cargo ship sinks in the waters off Sri Lanka. Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite has more.
The Singapore-registered Express Pearl is carrying 25 tons of nitric acid, among other substances. It was at anchor when the fire erupted on May 20th. Authorities have been battling the blaze, with flaming containers seen falling from the ship. The fire is now out, but the salvage company handling the incident says the ship is sinking. Tons of plastic have already swamped the island's coastline and fishing grounds. The government has deployed soldiers to help clean up efforts. It's also banned fishing along about 50 miles of the coast. That affects about 5,600 fishing boats, and experts say it's shaping up to be one of Sri Lanka's worst environmental crises in decades.
That's Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite. A Russian court on Wednesday sent a prominent opposition activist to jail pending a probe as authorities continued to crack down on dissent ahead of September's parliamentary election. A court in the southern city of Krasnodar ordered Andrei Pivovarov, the head of the Open Russia movement that has just disbanded itself, to be held for 2 months pending an investigation, rejecting the defense's appeal against his arrest. Last week, Open Russia's leaders dissolved the group to protect its members from prosecution after Russian authorities designated it as an undesirable organization, along with more than 30 others, using a 2015 law that made membership in such organizations a crime. A Florida man on Wednesday became the second person so far to plead guilty for his role in storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Authorities have charged more than 440 people in connection with the Capitol riots, in which throngs of Republican former President Donald Trump's supporters entered the Capitol in a failed bid to stop Congress from certifying Democrat Joe Biden's presidential election victory. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.